winter. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Trading Made Easy is an automated day trading software that provides you with the tools and the data you need to succeed as a day trader. Whether the market goes up or down, tune in Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn more tips and tricks. Call 1-800-971-4160 today to schedule your free live trading session. That's 1-800-971-4160. Tune in each and every Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn how to succeed as a day trader. Call 1-800-971-6160 to learn more.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how much money you put in your pocket. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, located at 5050 West Sahara, is offering April specials, including new 2022 Dodge Challenger SXT all-wheel drive. Save $10,120 off MSRP. Also, new 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic Cab rear-wheel drive. Save $10,580 off MSRP models. Want more? Get $5,000 over Kelley Blue Book on trade-ins on new 2022 models. Additionally, buy three tires and get the fourth for a dollar. Want more? Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, right on the price, right on the corner of Sahara at 5050 West Sahara.
Travel from Las Vegas to LA in a premium economy bus with colors, more legroom, Wi-Fi access, affordable prices. Buy your ticket today at colors.com. Premium economy bus travel with colors. That is KOLORS.com.
Food, utility assistance, healthcare, housing. Find the resources available in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the app. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211. Visit Nevada211.org or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall today, and yeah, we've got a lot that we're going to try to cover next hour. Hopefully, we're going to hear from Scott Hammond if he can get away long enough during the legislative session to give us a call, because today's a busy day up there. It's a deadline day. It's going to be very, very busy. Also, in the next hour, I want to talk more in depth about Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon to some minor extent, but I want to talk a little bit about censorship, cancel culture, all that. I mean, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there. We've got some sound bites from her that we want to play next hour, where she's talking about how great it is that we need this idea that we need to censor people on Fox News. But then you also have, you know, Budweiser. Budweiser is being canceled by the right because they don't seem to understand who actually bought their beer. I don't understand this. You know, it's strange times right now. And one of the things that actually gives me hope, despite all the craziness that's going on out there, one of the things that gives me hope is the craziness that we're seeing and the way the media operates, the way social media operates, the way censorship is, you know, cropping up out there. It's not lasting. It's changing. We're in a moment of massive disruption right now. And that gives me hope, because that means moving forward, it's not going to be what it currently is. Because what it currently is a mess. But I'm going to talk about some of the trends that we see, even when it comes to Tucker Carlson and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and what have you, that should be giving you hope. So stay tuned for that. 844-2-NEVADA if you want to join in on the conversation. Let me know what you think. We're going to have a good final hour here on this Tuesday afternoon. And tomorrow, I promise you, will hear from Kevin Wall live from McAllen, Texas. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin. Stay tuned. We'll catch you on the other side of the news.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Spears reporting. President Biden has formally entered the 2024 presidential contest. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At the age of 80, Joe Biden is throwing his hat in the ring one more time.
This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
In the campaign video, he frames the 2024 election as a battle over fundamental liberties. The president says personal freedom is sacred, referring to abortion rights and same-sex marriage. And he asks voters to help him finish the job. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Democrat senator from a rural state, John Tester, says he will block the president's nominees for the board of Amtrak. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tester hails from Montana and says Amtrak is not only critical to Montana, but it's critical to rural communities and economies across the entire country. And it's important that folks in rural America have a voice at Amtrak to make sure we aren't left behind. Tester complains none of the president's six nominees are from the West. Tester says the infrastructure bill passed in 2021 includes clear guidelines meant to ensure the entire country has representation on the Amtrak board. Bob Agnew reporting.
Harry Belafonte has died at the age of 96. He was a dedicated activist and award-winning actor and singer. He sold millions of records and starred on stage and screen before scaling back his career and becoming a relentless supporter of civil rights and other causes. He worked closely with his friend and generational peer, the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. Belafonte died Tuesday of congestive heart failure at his New York home. On Wall Street, a rough day as the Dow is down by 344 points, the Nasdaq dropping by 238, the S&P 500 lower by 65. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt, I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the times are a-changing. For the longest time, Italian food has been America's favorite. But with the increase of the U.S. Latino population, national tastes are changing. A recent survey of 4,500 new menu items released at major restaurant chains across the country found more in the U.S. are craving cheesy, spicy foods with Latin-inspired flavors. Along with the shifting food tastes, tequila is about to overtake vodka as the top-selling spirit in the U.S., while margaritas have become the most popular cocktail. Shorter carpool hours are now in effect on Interstate 15 and U.S. 95. The new HOV lane hours are now 6 to 8 in the morning and 4 to 6 in the afternoon on weekdays. The lanes are open to all drivers on the weekend. The changes were made by the Nevada Department of Transportation's Board of Directors. The previous HOV lanes were open between 5 in the morning and 10 in the evening, 7 days a week. Well, the Golden Knights have taken a 3-1 lead in their best-of-seven series against the Jets. Their 4-2 win last night in Winnipeg. Brett Houghton had two goals, including an empty net goal with only seconds left. The next game is Thursday at T-Mobile Arena. They can wind it up.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, watch those lane restrictions on the 15 right now. Southbound at Flamingo, crews are right now, as we speak, repaving a section of that freeway in that area. Also, do expect some delays on Interstate 15 northbound. That begins around Sunset Road.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Welcome back. Kevin Wall is out today. He's trekking it down to McAllen, Texas, where he's going to report on the non-existent border, I guess, that we have between us and Mexico. I am Michael Schaus. I'm filling in today. I am the founder of Schaus Creative LLC, former communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And you can find my stuff at schauscreative.com. You can also follow me on this newfangled little technology called Substack, creativediscourse.substack.com. And there's a reason why I'm telling you about that, but we'll get to that in a second. First, I want to talk a little bit about Tucker Carlson being unceremoniously let go of Fox. It's a weird situation. Nobody really knows all the details, so we really can only speculate. Did they let him go because of something that was in the settlement with Dominion? Did they let him go because there were stories out there that there were some people upset with the way that he treated them? Did they let him go because he didn't want to do what the suit said and he walked? I mean, we've heard all sorts of different stories, and truth is, nobody's really going to know the story except for Tucker and a few key members of Fox News. The bigger question that I have, what's going to happen to Fox? You know, Jim, you seem to be kind of down. You think that people are going to flee Fox, and this is not going to work out well for them in the long run.
I can say that my personal habits, I have kind of drifted away from Fox after the 2020 election and the way They called Arizona long, long before they should have. And that's when my antenna went up a little bit. I said, you know, Paul Ryan, he's on the board over there. He's an anti-Trump guy. It kind of makes you wonder. But what happened to me is I drifted back to them. And the reason I drifted back to them was because of Tucker.
Right.
That was the reason, because I don't watch Hannity anymore. I don't watch Laura Ingraham. I don't have anything bad to say about them.
Sure.
But, you know, by that time, I'm beat up. You know, I've been covering it all day,
yeah,
and listening to it, and I just don't want to hear it at that point.
Well, and so this is kind of my thought. I mean, don't get me wrong, Tucker Carlson is a force to be reckoned with. He'll find a new audience. He's going to be fine. Okay, whether that's setting up something like Joe Rogan has, where kind of an independent shop of some sort, or if he goes over to Newsmax, or who knows,
Rumble maybe.
Exactly. He will be fine. Nobody has to worry. He's going to continue to have a massive audience because of his personality. As far as Fox goes, and this is the thing that I think people sometimes don't realize about media companies. With very few exceptions, Rush Limbaugh being one, and the EIB network, if you remember that,
right,
he's an exception. Outside of that, the company is always bigger than the stars. Think about how many times people like Glenn Beck or Bill O'Reilly or even Tucker Carlson has been let go or told to leave. I look at, even on a smaller scale, in big markets. I mean, I used to work in the Denver market. That was a top 25 market. And you'd see people who you thought were basically the face of that station let go. And that station continues to just rumble right on, and, you know, flash forward 5 years later and they've got bigger audience than ever. So I don't think it's going to have a huge impact on Fox. But I think what it does is it offers us an opportunity as consumers of news to realize what we're actually being given by places like Fox and CNN.
I think that's the best way to approach this, because you're right. I mean, if Fox is going to survive, they're always going to be there. Tucker had 3 million viewers at that time slot. They're going to put anybody in there. A broken Coke machine could get 1 million viewers on.
Yeah. I mean, they'll find somebody else, yeah, to, you know, flash forward 5 years, you'll have 4 million viewers in that time slot.
Yeah, the Scenery Channel or whatever. I think you could get a million people to watch it, but it's not appointment watching right now, because now I will say this. I think Jesse Waters is a rising star, but I don't think he's there yet.
No. And I think the opportunity that I want people to rethink the way that we consume news, because whether it's Fox or CNN, or, I mean, it's most obvious with CNN. Look at what happened to CNN during the Trump years. You know, they started off, I remember, pre-Trump, they were biased. I mean, they were left-leaning, but it was still mostly news, right? I remember occasionally tuning into CNN because you'd get news that you couldn't find anywhere else. Flash forward to the end of the Trump years, and CNN was nothing but a propaganda machine for certain elements of the progressive left. Now, why did that happen? And it happened because all these companies have the same thing in mind. They all want to give you something that engages you. And generally speaking, the thing that engages you the most is outrage. So if you look at, for example, social media, Twitter is a mess. Not because of Elon Musk, just because the nature of Twitter. You go onto Twitter and people are screaming at each other and yelling at each other. And you go onto Instagram, it's the same thing. Facebook, the same thing. It's because that kind of outrage generates engagement. That kind of outrage generates eyeballs on the evening news.
Right.
And it's an unfortunate reality, because I think that it also further divides us politically, and it further creates tension in our society. But you can't fight human nature. We like that.
Well, it's interesting because you brought up earlier the eras in which we live. Tucker was a part of Crossfire back in,
yep,
the day on CNN. And you think of, you know, Fox 20 years ago, they had Hannity and Combs.
Right.
That was kind of an era where you had point counterpoint, and you just don't have that anymore. There's no place that you can go and have that kind of a show, it seems, because half the people are going to say, oh, I don't watch that because of that so-and-so on the other side of the aisle.
Well, and And it's interesting whether it happened because they're pandering to their audience or just natural evolution of, you know, people's perception and vision and everything else. But I look at Hannity, for example, and when I first started watching Hannity and Combs, Hannity seemed to me to be a very different person than he is today.
I agree with that.
You know, and you see that I see people saying the same thing about Carlson, Tucker Carlson, even though I don't notice as much of a evolution in his views. I still disagree with him on the same things I always used to disagree with him on. But I do hear a lot of people saying that. And what it occurs to me is I don't think people are being honest enough about the fact that all the media, all the social media that we see out there, it is curated and given to us because somebody thinks that we're going to like this. And that's what Fox is going to continue to do. Fox is going to continue to say, okay, here's our audience or here's the audience that we want. Give them what they want. And that's why even though they let go of Tucker Carlson, they're going to be just fine. Tucker Carlson's going to be fine because he's going to maintain that audience that likes what he's giving them. And what I want to talk about is the way that media has changed so much. We've gone from, you know, once upon a time there were three networks and you had to listen to whatever they said, to kind of the early 2000s where all of a sudden the Drudge Report was huge and we had this new media and people could blog and everything else. And now we seem to be hitting like a third version of this. And we were talking at the beginning of the show off the air, Jim, about Twitter. And I think Twitter's going to die eventually, not because of Elon Musk. I just think the business model of Twitter is going to die. Because if you go onto Twitter or you go onto YouTube and you create a big audience and create some videos, do some tweets, whatever, you've got hundreds of thousands of subscribers, you have zero control over getting your content to those subscribers. Twitter tomorrow could decide, you know what, Jim, nothing you say, we're going to make sure that nothing you tweet shows up in anybody's feed.
Yeah, the algorithms, and that's what a lot of people don't understand, and it always seems to be one-sided. If you're slowed down and you're being shadow banned, there's a pretty good chance you're going to be a conservative Republican.
So there's now something new happening. And Substack is a version of it, but I see it all over, even outside of Substack. More and more companies are trying to create an kind of an old school social media where you go in there and you actually network with people and build up your list of followers. Except these aren't just followers. They're subscribers. They're people that actually, hey, Jim, I want to subscribe to your newsletter. Here is my email address. Now you send me something every month.
So that's what the sub stands for.
And that's what Substack is.
A subscription.
Exactly. And it's I really think that this is going to kind of be the new way forward, because on Twitter, look, we all complained about Twitter controlling the narrative. I mean, whether it was Elon Musk or Jack Dorsey, right? Well, that was also true with cable news. I mean, Tucker Carlson had 3 million viewers every night. You realize he has no control over getting his content to those 3 million? Fox controlled all of it. Now, if Tucker Carlson goes, and I'm not saying he's going to go to Substack, but if he went to Rumble or he went to Spotify or he went to something like that, he could set up a model where all 3 million of those people subscribe directly to him. Now, now you can't deplatform the man.
And I'm sure that's the direction he's going to go. You know he's talking to some smart people. And, remember when Joe Rogan was talking about vaccines and the controversy there that Spotify had with him? They were thinking about canceling him. And that's when Rumble said, hey, we're over here. We're looking for a big name talent. We'll pay you $100 million. I wonder if that was just talk, or does Rumble really have that much money where they could go and approach somebody like Tucker Carlson and say, come on over, we'll give you $100 million.
You know, I'm sure that they probably could. And the most powerful part about it, and this is where things are really changing. You know, it used to be just 10 years ago that if you wanted to get really good news from somebody, let's say that you loved Bill O'Reilly, for example, you could follow him on Twitter and then you could see his tweets. Well, then the algorithms got in the way, and all of a sudden you saw less and less of that type of stuff, or you just saw whatever Twitter wanted to give you. Now we're living in this new age where, okay, forget building an audience on another platform. I'm going to build my own audience. So if you go, for example, if you go to my Substack, if you go to creativediscourse.substack.com, you sign up for my Substack, you give me your email address, and guess what? Even if Substack tomorrow said, hey, Michael, we don't like what you're doing, we're going to kick you off the platform, I still have my entire audience. I can email them with some other platform and say, hey, look, all of you, none of you guys are going to miss out on me again. And that is going to be the future when it comes to what the media is. Because the problem that cable news has right now is all these stars, whether it's Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Don Lemon, these people don't own their audience.
Right.
The audience belongs to Fox. And if Fox doesn't want you to interact with those people, guess what? You're not going to interact with those people. And I think the audience is starting to figure this out. That's why people like Matt Taibbi, you know, he's the Twitter files. That's why, what's his name, Glenn Greenwald or whatever. You know, you see these journalists building up their own audiences on various platforms like Substack. And that's going to be the future of where people start to get their information. I think that's a better future.
Well, and you take a look at Glenn Beck. Okay, Glenn Beck, big name, and he left. It was kind of an unceremonious dismissal, just like most of them are. But he went out and he started Blaze TV.
Yep.
And look how big Blaze TV is now.
Yeah, and everybody, I mean, he did this before it was cool, right? Everybody that signed up for Blaze TV and gave their email address to Blaze TV, if tomorrow the big internet company said, hey, you know what, Blaze, we're shutting you down. Every single person that subscribed through Blaze TV, Glenn Beck can still contact.
Right.
You know, and that's the big difference, is really owning your own audience. And I think as consumers are hungry for that. They're like, hey, look, I love Tucker Carlson. I want to know what Tucker Carlson is doing. And I don't want to have to depend on the bigwigs at Fox to let me watch him.
So you think Fox is thinking that this is going to be a short little time where the numbers are going to fall off regardless, but they will come back.
Yes.
Some of them will come back.
And they're probably right in the long term. I mean, depending on what time frame you're looking at.
I admit it. I was mad at them in 2020 when they did their thing, like I said, with the Arizona call early. Before all the votes were counted, and I drifted back. But again, it was because they had a big star.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is they'll find another star, and it might not be the same audience that comes back. You know, not all of 3 million of Tucker Carlson's folks are going to come back to Fox. They might get, say, a million back, and then they might get a million from over here and another million from over here and another million. You know, Fox will be fine. And Fox will, in the long term, I wouldn't necessarily invest in them right now. Wait till the stock price goes down a little bit more and then buy them on sale. But yeah, long term, I think that Fox is feeling that they're going to be just fine. And honestly, they're probably correct. I'm just going to temper that with where people really get information is going to start changing. It already has. Cable news is not nearly as popular as some of these little things that we're talking about on, you know, some of the independent journalists, for example. They have larger mailing lists than there are viewers on any given hour in Fox. So 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA is the phone number if you want to be a part of this. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin. Kevin will be back tomorrow. Plenty more to talk about in the next half hour here on AM 670, KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the most dynamic entertainers to ever grace the stage. The Showroom at South Point presents Frankie Marino. All the hits. People just can't get enough of this spectacular show. April 28th and 29th. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone 702-797-8055. Frankie Marino at the South Point.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battle...